Research has found that the longevity of the squall line may depend on the rear-to-front slope of the rear inflow jet. Although there may be varying slopes to the rear inflow jets, there are two primary types: a descending rear inflow jet and a non-descending or elevated rear inflow jet. A descending rear inflow jet, illustrated on the left, occurs when the vorticity generated just underneath the ascending front-to-rear updraft is weaker than the vorticity generated of the opposite sign on the rear edge of the cold dome. The imbalance between the two circulations can be seen to help force the rear inflow jet downward toward the ground, prior to reaching the leading edge of the gust front. The rear inflow jet then reinforces the vorticity along the leading edge, increasing the imbalance between the cold pool and the environmental vorticity. The squall line is theorized to become increasingly sloped rearward, and thus weakening. According to simulations by Wiseman, this situation occurs with weakening shear, less than 15 meters per second, or 29 knots over the lowest several kilometers, or if the environmental cape is less than 1,000 joules per kilogram. For a non-descending or elevated rear inflow jet, as shown on the right, as cape and or shear increases, the vorticity underneath the rearward expanding anvil becomes much larger due to increased buoyancy. The counter-rotating vorticity along the back edge of the cold dome does not increase as much. This situation results in the increased buoyancy-induced vorticity under the anvil matching the cold dome vorticity to invoke a more horizontally oriented rear inflow jet. This non-descending or elevated rear inflow jet progresses towards the leading edge of the cold pool with a horizontal vorticity structure that interferes with the spreading cold pool vorticity near the gust front. Thus, the strength of the gust front vorticity decreases, becoming more balanced with the environment, and the updraft remains an upright nature. Squall lines with a non-descending rear inflow jet tended to live longer than their descending rear inflow jet counterparts.